This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Milton. The political fortunes of former U.S. President Donald Trump are now an open question. The U.S. Senate acquitted him Saturday of allegations that he incited insurrection last month. In a speech, Mr. Trump urged hundreds of his supporters to confront lawmakers at the U.S. Capitol building as they were certifying his election loss to Democrat Joe Biden on January 6th. Moments after the Senate failed to convict Mr. Trump on Saturday, the former president said he was not done with political life. Senators needed 67 votes to convict Mr. Trump, but only 57 senators voted in favor of conviction. Mr. Trump did not say whether he might run for the presidency in 2024 yesterday, as he suggested he might last month when he left office. Mr. Trump called the impeachment case against him, quote, another phase of the greatest witch hunt in the history of our country. He added, no president has ever gone through anything like it. One of the former president's staunchest Republican supporters, Senator Lindsey Graham, told the Fox News Sunday show Sunday that he spoke with the former U.S. leader after the Senate impeachment trial ended. Graham said, quote, if you want to win, you have to work with President Trump. He added, the Trump movement is alive and well. Republicans hope to retake control of both the Senate and the House of Representatives in the 2022 elections. Polls have closed in Kosovo, where an estimated 47% of eligible voters braved bitter winter cold to vote in parliamentary elections. Electoral officials say the vote count has begun. Results are expected within a matter of hours. Kosovo held early elections on Sunday. More on this and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.